KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The Montezuma County Commission has reimposed the county's fire ban 2 weeks after the commission lifted restrictions following some monsoonal rain to the region. The U.S. Drought Monitor continues to record most of the Four Corners in severe and extreme drought conditions. The late July rain brought some drought relief, but not enough to make up for weeks of hot, dry weather that initiated fire bans throughout the region. Sheriff Steve Nowlin recommended the lifting of the restrictions, but now supports reinstating them, according to County Attorney John Baxter. The commission's unanimous decision comes as federal agencies have also reinstated local fire restrictions, and a week after Governor Jared Polis announced a 30-day statewide open fire ban for Colorado. The Colorado Secretary of State's office says supporters of a statewide paid medical leave program gathered enough signatures to get their cause on the November ballot. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
If it passes, workers and their employers would pitch in an equal amount to pay for the benefit. The premiums would equal about 1% of a worker's salary each year. In return, parents could take up to 12 weeks off to care for a newborn, while other workers could take paid time off to care for sick relatives. Some Democratic state lawmakers have tried to create such a program in recent years, but their efforts failed after opponents argued it would amount to a new tax and could hurt small businesses. Supporters say workers should not have to choose between getting a paycheck or receiving medical treatment, such as chemotherapy. If it passes, the program would start in 2023 and apply to all employees in Colorado, except for federal workers. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.